Hey everyone, it's Rachel Roberts.
And I'm Grace Rosen.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Yeah. This isn't really a News and Booze episode, though. Wow, you can't... I feel nothing but love and support in this podcast studio. Isn't a regular News and Booze episode, though.
Nope.
Sober as a judge.
Yeah.
And that's because we are recording this ahead of time, because once again, we're traveling, like, all week, but we had to interrupt our travels because this was like the craziest week on Bravo ever.
Right. I mean, like, everything is coming back. Everything finaled. It's just like we had the season finale of RHOA. It's just been like a crazy time.
We've got Potomac. We've got New York. We've got Imposters. All this week. And we're going to be covering them.
Yes. So first up, because it's Tuesday and The Real Housewives of New York hasn't happened yet, but I've watched it.
Oh, keep that to yourself.
It's real good, guys. We're going to be talking about Potomac. It's back. Season 3.
Yes. This has been your show since the beginning?
From the get. This is my first Housewives show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It holds a special place in my heart. I love Potomac.
And then later in the episode, we're also going to talk to, or you talk to, I wasn't here, Ava Marcel from The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
You guys, she's so shady and so beautiful. She's like a tree.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep.
Okay, but let's talk about Potomac.
Can I just say, I love, they went with like the Married to Medicine, Curtis, Dr. Jackie cheating treatment, where it was like, this thing happened, and mm-hmm. then like, news.
One of the grand stars of The Real Housewives of Potomac sadly has a huge problem.
However, I will say this. This money problem did not start yesterday.
Right. And I was like, oh my God. Kara's going to have some thoughts.
Yeah. It was like a Ken Burns style documentary treatment of Karen and Ray Huger's financial woes.
It really was. And then we had the flash to the reunion. It was so serious and so amazing. And then I also loved the quotes of like, does she even live here? Like, what's going on?
Sepia toned everything.
Yes.
The streets of Potomac are saying that Karen no longer lives in Potomac.
You're not going to be the Grand Dame of Potomac anymore, darling.
Is this a front for something?
And then you just see Karen quietly watering some plants.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we find out.
According to the Washington Post, software executive Ray Huger owes nearly $1.5 million in back due federal taxes.
Ray Huger, his business.
Not Karen Huger.
Not Karen Huger, because they file separately, as we have learned.
Yeah.
Which my friend's dad always said to do.
Oh, interesting.
Just a hot tip. Because, like, you never know.
You never know.
I think the crux of this episode and the question is, did Karen know? And honestly, I think based on how she's interacted with the other women, I get why they think mm-hmm. she didn't know. Mm-hmm. But that interview chair, when she is like, I found out 2 hours before in the Washington Post, she's just so sincere.
The way I received the information about race and business taxes was through a third party. They called me with the news 2 hours before it hit, because I did not know about the situation that was facing my husband.
I really think she didn't know. And then it reminded me of Joe and Teresa, because Teresa has talked about in her book, mm-hmm. on the show, how angry she is because she had no idea this was going on. She was signing things. She didn't know.
I also, that moment, like, they're still together. I'm sure their marriage is great. But when they're at the breakfast table or something, and Ray is like, oh, I mentioned it to you like a couple months ago. Like, you're fine, but like, I definitely mentioned it.
I did mention it to you. That happened several years ago after I had purchased the other company. I did mention it. I didn't know that some of the tax matters were accumulating like they did.
I was like, what?
Right. I also wanted to note, I had two things. Number one, it also reminded me on that episode of Real Housewives of Orange County, throwing it way back with Lynn, when she found out that their house is in foreclosure,
that
and her husband never told her.
Brutal.
What is up with all these husbands not telling their wives about their financial like situations?
These women on all our shows are like so strong in so many ways. They're often business owners, like, they're doing their own stuff, but then in every city, it always feels like there's that one who just has, like, a soft spot for her man in a way that, that blinds. I mean, Sheena Shea, and when Shea cleaned out her bank account.
Mm, right.
Like, shared finances are always a nexus of trouble.
On Bravo.
Yeah.
My other note was, you said that they're clearly still together and they have a good marriage. We see in the super tease, though,
someone's saying the divorce thing.
I know. So I'm like, maybe, is this cracking them?
Oh.
You mentioned that Ray asked you for a divorce.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, we saw Ashley and Michael.
Businesses.
Quote unquote, crack under the pressure.
Right. But yeah, I mean, that's obviously like the biggest thing mm-hmm. happening this episode. I want to quickly go to Ashley and Michael before we get to the end with Robin.
Okay.
And Karen in one of my favorite Potomac arguments ever. Ashley, not living with her husband. This episode, she decides to move back in.
I was torn about that, as was, I think, her friend when she's like packing. Like, I think that friend, she knew what was what. Because it's like her reasons for going back are just like, oh, well, the lease was ending and like it didn't make sense. And it feels like a weird in-between step.
Well, this lease was ending in August. That was the critical period to decide if I was going to move into my own apartment and be completely done with the marriage or whether we were going to get back together, reconcile. Oh, my God, I'm so scared. I'm nervous.
But it did remind me, of course, of Sex and the City, because she was like, I can't just go to this apartment when I, like, need a break or, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's what Carrie always had her apartment for.
I mean, if we get into an argument, I can't just get in my car and drive here. Ugh.
Interesting. I've, again,
you've not... never seen... Right, you don't know. Oh, my God, I forget who I'm talking to.
Like, Skype Megan.
Right, and be like, Megan, you get this reference. It makes so much sense.
I'm sure it does.
For, like, really expensive pillows and Samantha to show up with a dog.
Okay.
Again, you don't get it, but I'm being very funny right now. Okay.
But yeah, always having a place to go back to after a fight.
Right. Doesn't that sound nice? But also, like, you're not dealing with it then, I think. I don't know. But it seems like she's got some real deep-seated issues with her and Michael and her mom.
Yes.
And like, how do you choose? Mm-hmm.
And it seems like that's going to keep on going this season, if the super tease was any indication.
I can't continually be in this situation.
That's not fair. So who are you going to choose, your mother or Michael?
What did you think of the roses?
I wanted to give you your favorite flowers. Roses.
All I brought was a turkey sandwich.
Good trade? No, that's all right. This is you coming home and there's a card.
Oh my gosh.
Flowers are just such a cliche to me that it always seems like the person's done something wrong. Which, like, maybe he has, but it's just like there's got to be a more sincere way to apologize or a more personal one. Like, everybody gets flowers.
But he did say this is your favorite flower, and she seemed so touched by it that it, like, I was like, well, maybe. I don't know. And then Giselle being so, like, it really broke my heart. You guys were so in love.
I was, like, super duper shocked when you made this announcement. And I felt so sad. You guys seem so in love. And
I have a real problem with my friends, too, where, like, once someone has proven themselves to, like, once a relationship has, like, one wrong, and maybe this is why I'm single, has, like, one wrong turn, I have a very hard time forgiving my friends' partners when they already have.
Mm.
So, like, since I count Ashley as a friend.
Yes,
having seen them at the end of last season, I'm, like, so riled up. But meanwhile, they've had, you know, 6 months of conversations. But for me, it still feels fresh.
Right. I feel the same, and I told my friend that, like, I don't think you should get back together with her now husband.
Oh, see, that's the problem.
Right. My dad always told me never talk badly about someone that just broke up with, like, their person.
Because,
like,
together.
He's like, every time I've done that, you're then the asshole who doesn't like their girlfriend anymore.
Yeah.
Or their boyfriend. I was like, well, great advice, Dad. Anyway, so that's happening. It's crazy.
On the flip side, Robin and Juan.
Back together! He's slapping her ass.
Love them.
I know. I do too.
I love them so much. And their kids are cute.
Oh, they're so cute.
I actually, I was looking over my notes before coming in here, and I just have, like, Robin Wan's kids are super cute. I love them. Giselle's kids, one is named Grace. I love them.
Giselle's kids are super cute, too, when they were trying on the different hues and talking to Sherm.
Monique's daughter, super cute. I love her.
Oh, my God. All my notes. She is a cutie patootie. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay, but Robin and Wan, yeah.
Robin and Wan, back together. They're even having sex now. But, like, more frequently, they sleep in the... This right. was all happening last year.
I don't believe that they weren't having sex last year.
Right, right. But she does admit that they would have sex from time to time last year, but it seems far less open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we know she's moving.
It's far less of a secret.
Yes. But, yeah, they're on track. And I'm happy. I mean, I will say I'm still have a little... Not anger, but, like... When Juan talking to that producer last year, being like, that was rough.
I'm too old for this. I'm tired of living like this. If I didn't have Courtney Card, I'd be gone already. I want something more.
That was a hot mic moment. We haven't had a hot mic moment
in a while.
We had like 4 or 5 in a really tight.
Yes, there was like constant, because that was just hands. It was like that
one.
Oh my God. Hot mic moments.
Okay, yeah. Maybe we'll get some more ones this season.
Yeah, hopefully.
But yeah, Juan talking to that producer last year was rough.
Yeah. Something else I thought was fascinating. So we're going in deep because this is the premiere and we haven't seen these people in a while. Chris isn't even talking to his mom because she called Monique a heifer last season.
Yeah.
That was shocking to me because clearly they were really close.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I feel. Like... We're about to see it with Ashley and Michael. This sort of like mom versus romantic partner thing always like there are no good winners. Like,
well, I thought it was so like I had so much respect for Monique when she said like I as a mom like want them to be together because like I could not imagine that being my relationship with my kid. And I was like, that's so great that you have that point of view because I'd be like, do you see what just happened? That was crazy. And I loved that she had no idea that it happened until they watched the episode.
Yeah.
And Monique moved again. So now she's in Potomac proper. We saw her like kind of move in last year, but she's in. She's there.
I feel like I'm learning a lot about Maryland geography. Which, like...
Hanover, where is that?
Great Falls.
Great Falls, we don't know.
But this is... I'm from Central New Jersey, shout out. And, like, I'm from Princeton. And it's snobby, but when I meet someone and they say they're from Princeton, I say...
Where
exactly? Because if you're from Montgomery, you're lying.
Ooh.
But, like, also, if I'm abroad or something, say that I'm from New York. Like, that I grew up in New York, even though I didn't. It's like an hour away. But are you from Santa Fe? Or no, not Santa Fe.
San Jose.
Are you from San Jose proper?
Yeah, I mean, like, San Jose has a bunch of, like, little cities in it.
Okay.
And, like, being from San Jose is worse than being from the little cities.
Okay.
Like, I was from South San Jose, not super nice part of town.
Okay.
Not the worst part of town. East San Jose is, like, even worse. But, like, I was not in, like, the nice part. Like, I was definitely had the, like, all of my other friends lived in, like, Cupertino or they lived in Saratoga or Los Gatos. And it's, like... Richy places.
Interesting. And the big difference between a lot of these little towns, at least in New Jersey, is property tax. So like if you're from one town, even if it like shares a border, sometimes it'll share a school with another town, but like people in the know that one has way higher property taxes, and even if you have the same house, you're way richer if you live in one town than the other.
Maybe that was the Great Falls move.
I think that may be the difference.
But
between
she's
Potomac.
Renting,
right?
So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Obviously, no one else does either because it's all up in the air. But Giselle is saying this is proof that that's why they moved and that she knew.
Right, which, based on the final conversation between Karen and Robin this episode, Karen will dispute.
Well, let's get into that. I think I have a potentially controversial point of view.
Okay.
I get why Karen gets so upset. Like, Robin was the one that you called out of the whole group to, like, confide in and talk to. You show up with Robin, and you find... And then Robin's kind of like...
I do want to express to you, I really appreciated you calling me, but when you called me, I was there, I was listening to you, I felt your vulnerability, but there was something in the back of my mind to say, am I getting the full truth? I don't believe you did not know. Some of the other ladies agree that you knew this all along.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You went and talked to the ladies? Who did you talk to? Why would you do that? You shared my conversation that I had with you in incompetence.
They know what they see.
No, I'm hurt.
No, no, stop.
Did you rip? No, you stop it.
The fact that Robin spent hours with me on the phone, and then the first thing she does is take the private information that I've discussed with her and ran back to the girls. I feel betrayed.
I get why Karen's so upset. Do I think Karen's defense makes sense? No. But I get the emotion, is what I'm saying.
Yes, I get the emotion too, especially because she has a line that was kind of a throwaway. She's like, of all the people I called, Robin was the one who picked up.
Out of who I called, Robin picked up the phone.
Which is brutal.
Like, that just makes my heart sink to my stomach and my knees go weak. Like, it's just so upsetting.
But it does put Robin in a kind of uncomfortable situation.
Right, because she's like, why me?
Why me? And also, like, if she's closer with other people in their group, of course she is going to share what she learned. Like,
and to her point, if that's in a blog that everybody sees, a little blog called The Washington Post.
A blog? What is a blog?
What is a blog? You read blogs?
And we all read it on the same blog. It is okay.
First of all, what is a blog? You guys read blogs?
And then straight from that to...
Washington Post is an institution, sweetheart. Okay. It's an honor to be named an institution. God.
Like, it's so Roxy Hart, you know? Like, it doesn't matter what you're in the paper for. You're in the paper.
Publicity is publicity.
Yeah. And that's showbiz, kid.
Yeah, I can so see Karen saying that as she walked off. That's showbiz, kid.
Kid. I like your note. I think this is a really interesting note about I lost my appetite.
Yes. Okay. So we just saw in Atlanta 3 weeks ago that Kim and Candy are having this big blow up, and then the waiter comes and everything is diffused because they get to order their food.
Yeah.
But with Robin and Karen, they keep kind of getting interrupted as food is coming. And Karen at one point is like, I've had it. Like, I'm just going to leave, which is... Like, why doesn't everybody do that?
Right. I can't eat. She says I've lost my appetite.
Yeah.
First of all, you said you were going to eat and you did.
I did, but I lost my appetite and I'm done. I got to say goodbye, sweetheart.
How are you just going to leave like that?
Easily. Anyway.
Yeah. I think that if I was that upset, I wouldn't want to eat either.
No, let alone eat with the person that I've just been yelling at.
Right. Ugh.
Like, yeah, I'm surprised there's not more food left on the table in Housewives.
That's true. There were just so many amazing things. There was that. There was, you live in Hanover.
And you are by yourself, by the way, in Hanover.
Where the f*** is Hanover? That's all I'm saying. Where is it?
Is that a dig?
What, was Great Falls a dig, baby?
I don't give a f*** where you live.
And I don't care about you, but you in Hanover by yourself. Way by yourself.
Yes. Where is Hanover? I have no...
I don't know. Should I Google it? Should I Google the distance from Hanover to Potomac? They're both in Maryland. It's 1 hour in a car.
That's far.
Yeah, it's not super close. And they're about an hour away in traffic. But there's a lot of traffic right now, according to Google Maps.
Should we go? Should we road trip?
But you know what? Sometimes it takes me an hour to get to somebody in Queens.
I was going
to
say, it could...
So, like, I don't think it's that crazy.
Right. It takes me an hour to get home from work.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Totally.
So TBD whether this Hanover insult will stick, but...
I kind of want to just, like, watch that scene because so many amazing things get said.
Read my lips. I don't owe anybody anything. Karen is debt-free and loaded. Bad. The point is, you got to make millions to owe millions. Oh, trust and believe. Nobody. Trust and believe, and I do. I can live anywhere and be fabulously Karen Huger. Can Robin Dixon live anywhere and be fabulously Robin Dixon?
Like, I can live fabulously as Grace Rosen is gonna be a mantra for a while. Circumstances don't matter. I am still my fabulous self.
Like, no matter where I am.
Mm-hmm.
She also says, I have a, if you go to Facebook, I put up an exclusive video on Potomac. Karen was asked, like, what's better, Potomac or Great Falls? And she was like, I'll just say the, like, level in Great Falls is much higher. Or something to that effect. And you're like,
Interesting. I think I've been to Great Falls, Maryland.
What was it like?
I think I went to the falls. I went on, like, a little nature walk, and it was icy. But then the falls were beautiful.
Were they great?
They were great. The next on, though.
Yes.
Karen throws a lunch, it appears.
I referred to it on the site as a press conference with no press.
That's great.
Yes.
I just, when she sort of throws her hands on the table and stands up, I was like, Teresa.
Oh, my God.
I was
such a Teresa G moment. They have so many similarities this season. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they talk. Oh, my God. I wish they could commiserate.
That would be a great, like, tete-a-tete.
Yes.
Karen and Teresa. But, yeah, I mean, that's a bold move. Throwing a lunch to explain yourself.
Right, but when you hear all these people are talking behind your back, I don't know why I'm like so like, yeah, Karen, but like, what else is she to do? And she's dramatic. Mm-hmm. She's the grande dame. Of course Karen's going to be throwing a press conference with no press. Like, it's so over the top. I did want to shout out, though, I literally like gasped watching when she was in that like platinum blonde wig at the end in interview. I was like, yes, Karen!
There are
Karen.
Some looks. Robin, who is my favorite at looks, Housewives, from last season, is doing a center part thing with like a red bustier in interview that I am all about.
Yes. Everyone looks great.
Yeah. This is a real, I mean, they.
It's a beautiful cast.
Potomac was a weird, well, you talk a lot about the sort of the season one to season two glow up, and I'm sure they had it, but I feel like this cast has always looked good.
Well, like Giselle is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen up close. Mm-hmm. Like she is so beautiful. But Karen is really beautiful in person as well. And that was like season one. Like these are all just women that, they're just like very genuinely beautiful people.
Did we go to the season one reunion together?
I think we did.
Back when I was doing Snapchat.
Oh my God. Yes.
Throwback.
That was my first reunion too.
Maybe. I had been to maybe Southern Charm before then.
Because it was before we were going to reunions as digital, and I had to like fight for it. And I was like, I promise we're going to get good stuff. We have to be there. I was right.
That's why Megan's at Beverly Hills right now.
Right. You're welcome, Megan.
All right, so that's Potomac.
And we're going to meet the new housewife next week, which I'm really excited about, Candace.
Yes. I like her from this next on.
I like her facial expressions.
Anyone with a pageant background.
Yes.
Amazing.
And Monique needed a friend.
Yeah.
I feel like she needed like a good, not that she's not friends with everyone, but she clashed so hard with Giselle last season. And like, if you clash with Giselle, now you're going to clash with Robin and Ashley.
Yeah, you need backup.
Yeah.
But speaking of new faces.
Ava Marcel was here.
Yes.
Another insanely gorgeous woman.
Yeah. So I wasn't here during this interview, but you and Megan talked to her.
Yes. She was super pregnant, super beautiful, and again, super shady.
Did she talk about America's Next Top Model?
She talked about America's Next Top Model. She talked about, I don't want to spoil it, but the moment that she like realized she made it, it involves Oprah. And she also was looking at our wall, and she was a little bit shady about Ms. Lala Kent. Ooh, it was so good.
Hey, girls. I cannot wait for them to come back.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a good season. Do you watch all of them?
I know every single one. Even them. And I swear that Schwartz was in my hotel yesterday.
What?
Yeah. He's in New York right now.
Yeah, he is in New York.
And I was like, hey. Hi. Like, you don't know me, but I think I know you. And then I party with Jax at Coachella.
Wow.
Yes, that's when he was still cool with Katie, though.
Oh, so he's not cool with Katie right now?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
We're not going to
get into might that. Know.
I like Lala's edition, though.
Yeah, she's great.
I think, me too. The fact that she thinks she's Tupac is everything.
Like, no, he's literally took over my body when he died.
Right.
That's I'm like bold. A little black girl from South Central LA, and you think out of all the people in the world, Tupac took over your body.
Uh-huh.
Isn't she from, like, Utah?
Right.
Okay. Hilarious.
Well, this is quite messy.
Yeah, well, it was quite messy. It was quite messy.
Did you have any idea how messy it was going to get this season?
You know what? I did expect there to be like shade thrown. I didn't know exactly what direction it would be coming from and what the motive would be. However, using like an international superstar to give yourself like 2 minutes of play was not an expectation of mine. It was so, I was talking to Missy last night after I did Watch What Happens Live, and she was like, what the heck?
Like, you did not think this was all going to be like.
And I was like, dude, I have no idea. Out of all the people I've been likened to over the last 14, 15 years of my career, like, really?
Well, I'm sure it's like a compliment for her. Like, she's like, I'll take it.
Yeah, but she's like, she's, well, her exact words were, you handled that very well. I don't know if I could have been so gracious about it. I just felt it so weird. You know, she doesn't really have an opportunity to defend herself.
Yeah.
Right.
Nor do I think that she really cares to defend herself against her. I just thought that it was really kind of low and scummy of Shamia to like think that it was appropriate to bring up something like that. And not that she was asking me about my sexuality. I don't think that was the issue. I think that was kind of forward for someone who doesn't even know if like Marcel is my legal name or not. Right. But to then add someone else's name into it, that was literally just like a rumor. It was like no founded like facts or, you know, about this. So the fact that you just like assume that this is true and you're like putting it out there into the world and like you are a mid 30 year old woman who wants to be a singer. Like, really? And that's how you play your. OK. Missy lives in Atlanta. Does she know that? Like, right. She lives in the city. Weird.
Did Missy know that she was gonna become a part of like the RHOA drama this season? Was she ready for it? Or is it just like Sunday night all of a sudden she's like trending on
Missy
Twitter?
Had no idea that she was gonna become part of reality television. I had no idea. I couldn't even forewarn her. I think you can see from my face, I was like, what? Come again. Like, what?
Right.
I couldn't even give my what all the way out with an actual T. It was what? I didn't,
Right.
It was so bizarre. And the more bizarre part about it is the fact that she didn't think it was bizarre. Like, it was just so normal for her. So I'm like, so this is how you move and shake. Got it. Duly noted. It's cool. Not my kind of girl. It's fine. You're cute. But we're just going to leave that there because that's really weird.
Well, you handled that really well.
Thank you.
But in this trip, we also see Nene not handle a rumor or questioning so well, like when you brought up Tyrone and Candy brought up Tyrone.
Now, to me, the whole Tyrone situation was just a little bit different only because there was actually history there. We're talking about like a rumor from a blog versus like an actual situation that kind of fell you out with your friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when Sheree explained it to me, because I'm not privy to this, like I've known Nene for years, but I don't know like everybody that she's had like a fallout with or like a love fest with or any of that, right? So that's not necessarily my business. So when Sheree explained it all to me, I was like, oh, okay, now I get it.
Right.
And then she's like, pew, pew. I was like, oh, shots fired. So what I took away from all of that is, leave Tyrone's name in Erykah Badu's song. Like, just leave it there. Like,
right.
I don't care about what's going on with Tyrone. I don't want to know about what's going on with Tyrone. Whatever has happened, will happen, does happen. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care about how long he's locked up. That's Sheree's man. Got it. Noted. I'm actually a fan of Greg and Nene's relationship. I love them dearly. So if Nene doesn't want to talk about it, then next subject, like she said, something that's more relevant and more current.
Right.
Got it.
Well, she said on Twitter last night, a fan said, well, you got really defensive about Tyrone. She's like, well, you know what? I sucked his dick. How about that?
Yeah. Well, you know, Nene is a comedian. Let's be clear. She has a one-woman show, which is absolutely hysterical. If you've never seen her, you should. She's hilarious. And what is so amazing about her is that she can poke fun at herself. It's like not that deep. She doesn't take life that serious. She doesn't take herself that serious. So people are making like this super big deal about, you know, Tyrone. And she's like, girl, it's not that deep. Okay, fine. I gave him head. Like, whatever. And the thing is that's so funny is that I didn't realize that Tyrone was a real person. I am so out of the loop of everyone's drama. So when they would say, like, Sheree's calling Tyrone, I thought it was code word
like
for
something else.
Yeah. Because, you know, the Erykah Badu song called Tyrone. I was like, okay, cool. So then when they're like, she just talked to Tyrone, I was like, There's a real Tyrone. Like,
yeah.
There's a real Tyrone. Oh my God. I'm oblivious to it all. I had no idea.
That's so funny. Well, you are gorgeous and pregnant.
Thank you.
The reunion is coming up. Yes. Are you at all worried the stress is going to induce labor?
You know what? Let's be clear. I have been a part of the Shade Squad known as reality television since 2004. This is not new to me. This group of women are new to me, but the whole dynamic isn't new. And so as much as I attempt to incorporate love and light and namaste in my daily movement, I can totally hold my own.
Okay.
So, you know, I hope that it's cute, but if there's, you know, a little bit more spice than sugar, then we're ready for that too.
All right. Nice. I'm excited.
Portia's giving me some tips too.
Oh, what was her advice?
Yes. Portia's advice was, if it gets too heated, just walk away. She's like, if it gets too much, you're super pregnant, just get up and just go away.
Absolutely. I was like, okay,
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm pretty good at holding my own.
All right. Yeah. I can't wait.
How would you say this group compares to your time on the infamous Top Model?
This group pales in comparison. Like, it's completely, completely different than Top Model. Top Model, you have like all of these like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, drop-dead gorgeous women that are like trying to become a model and learning all that is necessary to become, you know, this amazing supermodel. And on Housewives, you're dealing with like barrels and barrels of drama, of dated drama. So it's like really different. And then I'm still trying to understand what everyone does for a living.
Was that a read? Was that a read?
I'm just saying, like, when it came to models, like, we all knew what we were trying to do for a living, right?
Right.
Right. I still, like, don't get, like, I know what some of them do for a living, but what everyone does, I am, like.
Who are you most confused about?
Well, I tell you who I do know what they do for a living.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. I know what Nene does for a living, right? She has a SAG card. She, like, has insurance because of SAG-AFTRA. Got it. So do I. I'm very clear of what Candy does for a living, right? I've co-hosted and I've guest hosted in replacement of Portia for Dis Nation. Mm-hmm. So I'm clear about what she does for a living. And I actually share a business partner with Cynthia. So I'm clear about what she does for a living. And the buck stops there.
We'll let you guys fill in the blanks on that. There's a couple outliers that we see.
Well, I don't really understand it. I know that Kenya thinks that I'm a TV model, which is hilarious because I don't even know what the hell that is.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. But Donna Karen is not a TV designer. So how is that a TV model? I don't know. But I've made my money since I was 18 in film, television, and modeling. Like, that's the only job I've ever done. And no man has ever paid my bills.
So we haven't really seen you and Kenya interact that much yet.
No,
so
there was a small moment of interaction where Nene brought up something that her and I had discussed about Cynthia, about this guy Will, right? And so Nene brought it up and then decided to like kind of tell the group. I guess there had been trepidation in the group about this guy. I knew nothing about that. It was just, you know, I'm new to it. So when Nene brought it up to the girls saying, like, you know, how do we talk to Cynthia about this? Kenya's like, I'm going to go tell Cynthia. I don't like talking behind her back. And I was like, okay. So who was doing that? Like, there are 9 people here. Like, so how do you talk behind someone's back when it's, like, right here in front of everyone? And you're her, like, best friend. Like you've been pulled into the conversation. So that was kind of, like, the beginning of it, like, feeling a little messy. And then I haven't gotten to know her, but she enjoys social media. And she enjoys, like, talking about me not so positively on social media, which isn't really becoming of a lady of her age. But
I'm so excited. All of that for the was reunion.
So
great. Yes.
I'm so excited to watch the reunion. You spoke a little bit about having a SAG card. You were on Young and the Restless.
Oh my God. I was on Young and the Restless for 3 years. That was some of the funnest times of my life.
Oh my God. I'm a huge YNR fan. Like, are my whole you? Family watches it. They call it the play. Oh. Like, it's like, it was like really deep with my family. What was that like?
You know, my name was Tyra on Young and the Restless.
No.
Yes. Oh my name was Tyra Hamilton. It was everything. So I played a long lost aunt of Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up coming in and like kind of stealing Neil, mm-hmm. known as Christoph St. John, and like starting a relationship with him.
Right.
And it was a really good time. It was a really good time. It was after Victoria Rawl had left the show. And so there was like kind of a void for that like super diva sass.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I got to know some of like the most iconic soap stars ever.
Right.
In life. Mustache.
Right.
You know what Victor. I mean? And Melly and like, you know, the Chancellor right. and like got to work with them every single day. And for me, it taught me just kind of how to like be quick on my toes. How to memorize, like there's like someone's job to really like make sure if you like mess up your lines more than twice, like there's like you're in trouble.
Oh my God. Yeah. What kind of trouble?
Like don't do it again. Kind of trouble.
That'd be a fun job. Yeah.
So, right. So like it kind of like kept you on your toes and it kept you like making sure you exercised your brain to remember what was going on. And I mean, lines change, story changes all the time and just kind of like really stay on top of it. And, yeah, I enjoyed my time there. I remember when I first started, Vivica Fox called me and she's like, look, girl, this is your chance to go back to college for acting. Take it for what it's worth. Use the dialogue coach. Like, do all that you can because there's no better training ground than this. And Shamar had just left. And so I was like, okay, I can do this. And I was terrified. There were like 33 principals and you got this little girl in here. I'm like, really? What am I doing? But it was a really good time.
Amazing. Yeah. Did you? I overlap with Eileen. No.
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay. I was trying to remember because there's been different Ashleys and.
Yes. I overlapped with Eileen. She was there. It was a good, there was a big transition happening, like with a lot of, like you said, some of the stars kind of change over, mm-hmm. but a lot of the long plate stars, like Eileen's character, were definitely there.
Oh, how exciting. Mm-hmm. So did she give you any advice coming into Atlanta at all?
No, I just kind of like, no, I haven't talked to her about the show or anything like that. Like, I just know her from my soap world.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you as a model, mm-hmm. what you think of this new wave of it girls who happen to be daughters of reality stars.
I think it's everything. I think it's absolutely everything to like. It's like if Tyra was my mama.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
She is like my, you know.
Yes.
Mama in the business. But like to grow up with someone like that has to be absolutely amazing. Like Gigi mm-hmm. and Bella.
Mm-hmm.
And then now watching the girls from Beverly Hills and seeing like all of their daughters, Camille and who else has a daughter?
Lisa Rinna.
Mm-hmm. Lisa's like all in it too. Like I'm like, girl, be late if you want to. Lisa yeah. is so walking down that runway for you. She is so all in it. It's hilarious. But I think it's really cool. You know, when I decided that I wanted to become a model, I was in college and I remember calling my mom. My mom was like, yeah, so when after school does this start? And I was like, no, mom, it's kind of like one or the other. And she's like, yeah, no. So which like, no, you can't do that, you know, and so to have like a supportive mom, my mom loves it now, like she's all about it now. Right. But to have a supportive mom at like 16 years old that like gets it, knows the business, knows people, like knows designers, like my mom doesn't know designers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She's like, St. John's Bay is having a sale. Like she knows nothing about Oscar de la Renta runway show at all or like. You know, the Dolce show in Milan, like my mom doesn't know about that. And so to have a mom that's like a full on momager that appreciates it, that understands the prestige of it yeah. all. I mean, that has to be amazing.
What was like the moment that you were like, wow, I'm on like a level, like I've made it?
Well, OK, so I remember when Tyler Perry was opening up a studio in Atlanta. Like, it's like this huge epic studio, right? And he had like this 4-day celebration thing or 3-day celebration thing when like everyone was there from like Cicely Tyson to Mary J to like Oprah and Gail and Stepman.
Just a couple, right?
So I remember sitting at a table at his house with Oprah, and I was like, I'm going to say something. I'm talking to myself, right? My inner dialogue. I'm like, I'm still going to say something to Oprah. I'm going to tell Oprah how much I love her. And so I like mustered up the courage, and I was like, hi, Oprah. I'm Eva Marcel. And she was like, I know who you are. I was like, oh my God, Oprah knows me. I died.
Oh my God, I absolutely died.
I found out that like Gail was a fan of mine. I was like, shut the front door. You guys are like the best besties ever in life. Like, oh my God, this can be a trio. Like, we can totally do this all together. And so when I realized that Oprah Winfrey just actually like not even knows my whole journey, just kind of like knows a three letter name, that's Eva. It was like life changing for me.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the best ones. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. When I introduced myself to her and she knew who I was, that was like everything.
I was struck watching this episode in Barcelona when you guys are trying to teach Sheree like how to take sexy photos.
Yeah.
That there is a big difference between a beautiful woman and a beautiful woman who's a model.
Yes. What's... My man was saying that. My fiance was watching the show and he's like, you know what I like about this? And he's not like a real big fan of reality TV, but he watches everything I do. So he's like, what I like about this is that it kind of shows the world that modeling isn't really that easy. Modeling is not about being a pretty face. There are a lot of models that like aesthetically walking down the street, you wouldn't consider them like the most beautiful woman, right? But when it comes, the camera comes on and you put some garments on them, you can put a sheet on them, they will like slay. But then you have some super beautiful women that you put behind the camera and you're like, yeah, not so much. Like, don't do that to your face. Like, where's your other face? You know what I mean? Right. And so modeling is not something, and I think that Cynthia Bailey can totally attest to it. Modeling is not something that just, you know, comes to like pretty people, if that's the case. I mean, you know, everyone's personality might not be like, you know, the peachiest, no pun intended, housewives of Atlanta, but one thing that's synonymous with them, they're all beautiful, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they all are not models, like, in the least bit. So, you know, watching the show and kind of being a part of, like, helping Sheree was really cool to show them that it's not just about being pretty, because you can't even help the way you look. Like, mm-hmm. it's your mama and your daddy's fault, yeah. right? Like, honestly, your nose is where it's at. It's just kind of there.
Yeah.
But the skill behind modeling and the limbs and the angles and kind of like learning that and learning your relationship to the camera and knowing that that kind of takes a skill that must be practiced and honed, it's like, it's kind of cool.
For last question,
okay.
What can we expect from this season? Give us some sneak peeks at what's to come.
What's to come? A rose out of a concrete garden. Not you know what? I think you can sit back. Unexpected bonds. Obviously more shade. There's some love there. There's some light there. And there's some new relationships. And I'm really, you know, happy that it's like the first day of school. Like, you're not going to bond with everyone, right? It's just what it is. But I came into this kind of knowing of some of the girls and having a relationship with Nene, and I walk away from it with, like, having a relationship with a lot of the girls. And for that, I count it all joy.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. She was so cool. We also were a little bit worried about, like, mentioning the Missy Elliott stuff because it was so sensitive on the show. But she just, like, launched right into it. We were like, oh, my. At first, I was like, is she talking about Missy Elliott? And I was like, oh, my gosh, she is talking about Missy Elliott. So thank you for being so candid and, like, amazing stories and super personable. And she was just really cool.
That's awesome. I'm so mad I missed it.
Yeah, you should be.
So even though we are all out of the office this week, we are very much online.
What do you think about Potomac? I want to know your theories. Did Karen know? I'm on the fence. I'm swayed a lot by interviews, I guess.
Yeah. We're going to be talking to Karen later this week, too. So if you have questions,
please tweet us.
Tweet us at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
You can tweet me directly at Rachie Robb or reach out to me on Instagram at Suspiciously Small.
You can reach me everywhere at gross_raisin, and you can reach Megan.
Everywhere at Meg Segura.
Everywhere at Meg Segura. She's in our hearts.
Yes.
And hopefully when she comes back, we're going to have a little dispatch from the Bev Hills reunion.
Yes. So don't forget to come back on Thursday to hear our discussion of the season premiere, season 10 premiere. It's been 10 years, you guys, of The Real Housewives of New York City. I'm so excited.
Ugh. Where is the Roni? We call it Roni in the office, too. I know that's like such an insidery thing, but like if we ever say that and you're like, what the hell are they talking about? We're talking about The Real Housewives of New
Roni.
York. Roni.
Bev Hills.
Bev Hills, we call Bev. Or we call it Bev. Pump. But that's obvious.
VPR.
VPR, we say. What is another like weird acronym we use?
Sometimes I like will say ROA in my head.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I do that too for RHOA.
Yeah, which is Real Housewives of Atlanta.
We say RHOC too, or OC. We don't say ROC.
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 Maybe I'll start saying that.
Please do. Anyway.
Bye.